Steve. Good morning, Jamie.
Morning, Dan.
Thank you very much for being there, Jamie. Jamie, this is burning a hole in something. Oh. Here we go. Eyes down for a full house. What you got for us, Jamie?
Yes, it was back in about 1984, 85, still at school, and a few of us had a Sibutio League.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Where we'd take our teams, go around each other's houses and play Sibutio. Mm-hmm. One day, on Saturday, big game, I was preparing my pitch. I was ironing it so it's a fit surface.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and unlike other kids who had their dads had put it on boards, on tables, I just had to roll mine out onto the carpet.
All right. Oh. Because that's why I didn't blanch when you said ironing it. See, I did not like Sibutio. I thought it was ridiculous. That great big ball you flicked with your finger. I just didn't get it. A magnetic soccer, the one that had the sticks with the magnets on the end, that was all in proportion. The ball was smaller than the players.
Yes,
Sibutio, I did not get. I just never got it.
Well, after this incident, I never played it much either.
So what happened with it when you was ironing the ball?
Well, I was ironing the pitch and I've got the little stands out. I've got the full works with the lights and the little World Cup we were playing for. I've got it all. And the pitch was being ironed and then we kicked off. And but 30 seconds, a minute into the game, smell of burning.
Yeah.
I turned around and there was the iron face down on the carpet.
Oh, I was on. Okay. I'm now going to urge anyone out there, Jamie, on your behalf, and we'll continue the story in a second, but to send us any, because there's plenty of carpets out there with iron shapes on them and shirts with iron shapes on them. If anything in your house or anything in your washing bin currently has, you know, the kind of fossilised remains of an old iron burn, love them. Wendy will send in photos of her arms. They've got so many iron burns on them. So, Jamie, what was the harvest of this? Was there any complaint?
I was never allowed to play Sibutio again.
That seems harsh. It's nothing to do with the actual fixture.
It was.
All right.
I swapped my Sibutio set for an Atari system, so that was, I think that was the onset of my obesity, so...
You got the last laugh.
It is. That's the message that comes out of that. Do not get involved in ironing. Because
part of the whole story is, though, in the confusion that was surrounding the burning, I managed to squash Paul Mariner and Arnold Muren.
Did you?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing they should clip out and use on an advert for the show. Just that phrase. I managed to squash Paul Mariner and Arnold Muren. Bless you, Jamie. Thank you very much indeed.